It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. Wisconsin has the fourth largest Amish population in North America. More settlements develop every year, and we're learning more about Amish culture and health care. Our guests explain their latest research on these populations and why culturally sensitive health care is important. Do you live near an Amish settlement? What's it like living near an other culture? What have you discovered about this population that you didn't know before? And has the Amish population grown where you live? Do you work in healthcare? Have you had Amish patients before? How did you make your patient feel more at ease? What did you learn from the experience? Share your stories with us at 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Ideas@WPR.org is our email address. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Joshua Brown is an associate professor of German and linguistics at UW-Eau Claire. He teaches a course called Amish in North America. Josh, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks so much.
Also with us is Nora Erth. Nora Erth Kindry, who is the Associate Professor of Nursing at UW-Eau Claire. Nora, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Good morning.
Nora and Josh served as faculty mentors of a UW-Eau Claire student-run research project called Languages and Nursing Transcultural Nursing Care within the Chippewa Valley Amish community. Josh, let's start with you. Why does Wisconsin have such a large Amish population?
Wisconsin's a great place for the Amish to be for a number of reasons. One of the biggest reasons is that we're kind of a feeder state of migration from other states, places like Iowa, Ohio, Indiana, places where people, where the Amish can be a little bit more conservative. They'll leave their progressive settlements in those states and come to Wisconsin. Wisconsin has great dairy farming, as we know, dairy farming opportunities. There are really important infrastructure systems in place in Wisconsin that allow the Amish to come here. But the Amish have been expanding all throughout North America considerably. So Wisconsin is just one of the places that they end up.
What do you mean by infrastructure?
There are certain systems in place that Wisconsin has. So like local laws, I would say, for example, that enable Amish people to have a little bit more freedom than they would in other places, like Pennsylvania, for example. So in Pennsylvania, there are certain laws that exist about buggy regulations, about road buggies on roads, about... anything like septic tanks and things like that, that Wisconsin is typically a little bit more progressive with, a little bit more relaxed with, that allows for the Amish to remain in their lifestyle that's a little bit out of step with mainstream society.
Nora, let's talk a little bit about healthcare. What parts of the state do we see healthcare being more accessible to Amish population? And are there some places that stand out to you?
The Amish are a group of people that look at only entering the healthcare system when there is something terribly wrong. They're not a group of people that use prevention and in healthcare systems unless there's a need for it. And because they don't have health insurance, they have to pay out of pocket for the services that they do enter into the healthcare system to obtain. So we have several hospitals in our community here, and the Amish utilize them infrequently to take care of the needs that they have, mostly from accidents or very serious illness that sort of forces them into the healthcare system, because for the most part, the Amish will try to take care of their health through alternative and complementary medicine.
Josh, the Amish population isn't just one category. This is a diverse people, but they're broken down into groups. What are Amish groups called, and how do they differ from one another?
Well, there are three main types of Amish. There's the Old Order Amish, the New Order Amish, and the Beachy Amish or Amish Mennonites. And Wisconsin, we have New Order Amish and we also have Old Order Amish. We have a very small population of New Order Amish around Spencer in Marathon County, Marathon and Clark County. And the New Order Amish have horse and buggy on Sundays. They can drive ATVs during the week, but they emphasize Bible study, so a cognitive approach to their religious orientation. The Amish that we have mostly in Wisconsin are the Old Order Amish, and we have all different types of Old Order Amish. So one of the most surprising things that people hear is that, you know, that there is this diversity that exists among the Amish. And we have, everybody thinks that Amish buggies in Wisconsin are black. That's not true. We have gray buggies in Wisconsin in places like Owen and Withy, and even south in the state in places like Lancaster, Wisconsin, and in Lafarge. So we have, those would be Eastern Old Order Amish. We have Western Old Order Amish that drive black buggies. We have some of the most conservative Amish in the world that are called the Schwarzentruber Amish throughout the state. And all of those groups would not really interact with each other. That's another surprising thing that people learn about about Amish diversity is that not all Amish people can necessarily intermarry, will fellowship together, will go to each other's worship services. It really depends on how they identify themselves on a religious continuum.
Nora, I understand that you have lived near an Amish population in Wisconsin in the past. What were your takeaways from that experience?
Yeah, I lived around in the Hillsboro area for about a year, and I learned that you drive very slowly, especially on date night, so that you avoid hitting buggies as you come around windy corners in that part of the state. I also learned that the Amish are very friendly, approachable people, very interested in being good neighbors and have a strong work ethic. In fact, I just finished reading a book about the sort of the undercurrent that the Amish children versus the English, which we're all called if we're not Amish, that Amish children are better behaved than our English children because of their sense of purpose and worth in the community. They know exactly what they're doing and have chores and are welcomed as a valuable part of that community. So I think community is a huge thing for the Amish, and people stay in the Amish culture because they do have an opportunity when they're about 16 years of age to leave that culture if they choose to. And the majority of them stay in that culture because of that sense of welcoming community that they have.
Josh, you've said that most of those who are Amish have about an eighth grade education level. How much does that impact their knowledge of health and what it means to be healthy?
It impacts it to a significant extent, I would say. They may not be aware of some of the more intricate details of recognizing certain health scares, like a stroke, heart attack, or things like that. But, I mean, mainstream society is also pretty unaware of certain things. You know, if, recognizing a stroke, we've all seen those billboards as well, as just one example. So their eighth grade education is not necessarily a limiting factor in understanding healthcare. It's more of a misinformation of getting the information to the Amish that's the biggest hurdle. It's not that they're, you know, against getting this information. They're completely open to getting the information. It just kind of takes an extra step with healthcare providers to provide that additional education point to it.
Nora, what have you heard from nurses who've worked closely with the Amish? You mentioned earlier that that preventive care isn't high on their list, but how open are the Amish populations to medical treatment?
I don't really have a statistic on how often the Amish enter the healthcare system. And our project, working with a couple of nursing students with the Eau Claire City County Health Department here, and so one of the public health nurses is assigned to that group, but we have a larger population in the Augusta area. And she and the students and I and Josh have talked about, well, what is it, the areas of health that they need help understanding? And some of those top areas were the use of supplements, because they do do home herbal remedies and understanding what those are. So when they do enter the healthcare system, we know now that we're not just as well say, oh, I take this medication for my blood pressure, but I also taking vitamin E because vitamin E thins my blood. So we need to know about those things. Oral health is another concern. The Amish population, as Josh says, it's not because they're not willing to do these preventive things. It's about the education part of it. So my understanding from the public health nurse here in Eau Claire County is that most people by the age, Amish people by the age of 25 have lost the majority of their teeth. And immunizations is another area that encourage. There's a cost with immunizations, and so expense is important for them when they're considering when to enter the healthcare system. And the whole maternal child health with prenatal care, apparently there's just what about one prenatal visit, which is very different from what we do in the English world where we see the expecting mom many times. So there's many areas of health that we can help them know more about to take care of themselves.
Josh, whether it's preventive care, emergency treatment, or dental care, everything has a price tag. Do Amish populations have insurance, and how do they pay if they don't have it?
That varies from group to group, and it varies from individual family to individual family. So there are a number of children that have chronic disorders or maybe genetic disorders that require extensive care, and they are enrolled in Badger Care in the state, not completely publicly, I would say, but there are a few that happens. And the reason is because they're children and they're not members of the church yet. They're not members of the church until they're baptized later as adults. And,
Well, let's pick that up when we come back. We're going to continue our discussion with Josh Brown, Associate Professor of German and Linguistics at UW-Eau Claire, Nora Erth-Kindry, Associate Professor of Nursing at UW-Eau Claire. They mentored UW-Eau Claire's student-run research project called Languages and Nursing, Transcultural Nursing Care within the Chippewa Valley Amish Community, and we're hearing about what they learned. Our conversation continues in a moment. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. Wisconsin has the fourth largest Amish population in North America. More settlements develop every year, and we're learning more about Amish culture and healthcare this morning on the morning show. Our guests are explaining their latest research on these populations and on the importance of culturally sensitive healthcare. Do you live near an Amish settlement? What's that like? And what have you discovered about this population that you never knew before? And how has this population grown where you live? Maybe you're Amish. What do you want people to know and understand about your culture? Do you find healthcare access easy or difficult? How welcoming are clinics and hospitals in Wisconsin? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. Josh Brown is an associate professor of German and linguistics at UW-Eau Claire. Nora Erth-Kindry is an associate professor of nursing at UW-Eau Claire. Josh and Nora mentored a UW-Eau Claire student-run research project called Languages and Nursing, Transcultural Nursing Care within the Chippewa Valley Amish Community. And continuing our conversation with them. Nora, why is cultural sensitivity so important in healthcare?
It's very important because we're all individual people. We do have cultural, I guess we think of populations from different characteristics and perspectives. And so understanding where a person comes from is very important in providing the care. From my perspective, holism, practicing with body, mind, spirit, taking all those factors into account means that we understand the person and how they're, what we call in public health, the social determinants of health impact them. So the environment that someone lives in, their religious beliefs that they have, the number of amount of money that they make. I'm not sure if you're aware, but zip code makes us more healthy versus genetic code. So where we live is really impactful on our health. So understanding the background of someone and where they come from is very important to taking care of people.
Josh, some medical clinics in Wisconsin are tailored to treating Amish communities. What are they doing in particular to welcome the Amish?
Well, there's a birthing clinic in the southern part of the state, the Lafarge Clinic, that is set up to kind of mirror an Amish home, really, because a lot of Amish women give birth in their homes. So they have it set up that, there's not when you walk into the room, you don't see electronics first. They're kind of hidden. They have, quilts around. There are also other clinics in Wisconsin that are tailored to the Amish. Something as simple as putting up a hitching post outside is a really effective way of tailoring to a local Amish community.
Both of you mentored two UW-Eau Claire students through a research project that we've referred to before, the Languages and Nursing Transcultural Nursing Care Within the Chippewa Valley Amish Community. Nora, what was the purpose of this particular project?
Well, Josh and I wrote the project in mind with trying to do two things. One was to mentor nursing students and students in general through the university so that we're thinking more broadly about our future professions and how we can network and be part of a community. And we were looking at, one, how do we help healthcare providers in our community be more culturally sensitive to the Amish? And number two is, how do we help the Amish people be aware of all the resources that are available to us. So we wanted to try to help both sides of the community and also help students that are just growing and coming into their own professions so they can reach out and make their communities better.
Josh, what was your role as a mentor in this project?
So I was basically the one who identified the students. In my course, there are a number of nursing students that take it because they're interested in looking at being more culturally responsive to their patients. And so I identified the students that we could work with, and then I was the one who kind of started out the semester with talking about just a general background on the Amish, and then a little bit on Amish healthcare, so that then Nora could take over and work with the Eau Claire County, a city county public health nurse, in deciding how we can best get education materials out there for healthcare providers on the Amish population.
Nora, how did you go about researching healthcare in Amish communities? What did that entail?
There was connecting with the Eau Claire City County Public Health Department and then looking at the literature, and also being in nursing, it's great that everything that we do, I think, impacts health. And so in the other courses that I teach, I've had a doctor of nursing practice student doing her final project around the Amish culture in increasing newborn screenings in Clark County, because she used to be a public health nurse in that area. And then I've had other nurses just share stories anecdotally in class. For example, someone that worked as a paramedic while she's in nursing school and had to go out to an Amish farm, and just her explaining this different structure of the houses. There's no lights. You have to have flashlights. How do we get the stretcher up these narrow stairs? Understanding that they don't have English as the primary language either. So we have health illiteracy concerns and maybe language concerns. And so there's so much to know about the Amish culture.
Josh Brown is an associate professor of German and linguistics at UW-Eau Claire. Nora Erth-Kindry is associate professor of nursing at UW-Eau Claire. Josh, what was it you were looking to learn from this research project?
I was just looking really to learn about the healthcare aspect here in the Chippewa Valley. So, what are the major concerns? To hear those from the public health nurse, what types of things does she advocate for here among the Amish populations? And so it was really, fascinating for me to learn about the supplements being an issue here, oral health being an issue here, prenatal care being an issue, and how she kind of navigated that was really fascinating for me from a different standpoint. She's someone that goes in and deals with Amish populations in a very different way than I do. So that was really the most fascinating part for me was to approach it from the healthcare standpoint.
Nora, how do we change our perceptions of other cultures, such as the Amish? How can we be more accepting?
I think that goes back to my areas in public health, and social justice is the philosophy that underlines public health, and that is that all humans have worth, regardless of all those things that we read about in disclaimers, gender, age, socioeconomic status, religion, that I think very broadly you can apply social justice to all populations, so that if we just value other people for who they are, I think that goes a long way, just taking the time. And as I mentioned, I was reading that book earlier about children being raised in the Amish culture, and time just seems to slow down in the Amish world compared to the way we do. In fact, when I finished reading the book, I came away thinking, it might be nice to join that kind of lifestyle when you're not looking at technology or worrying about, you know, answering a different media sort of things. And so just being open, welcoming, looking at people, listening, I think that's important.
Josh, what can you say about the way mainstream society depicts Amish populations? What are the biggest misunderstandings and misconceptions here?
I think that we're fed a lot of misconceptions. You know, you can turn on TV and you see Amish Mafia, Breaking Amish, all of these shows that give us a very skewed image of who the Amish are. And there are these romance novels that are very popular. You can pick them up at airports that have been on the New York Times bestseller list. And they portray the Amish in a very romantic way. They portray the Amish in a very skewed way. And so it's important for people to realize that, you know, Amish are human beings. They have vices and virtues just like everybody else. We shouldn't necessarily romanticize them. We shouldn't necessarily hold them up to some higher moral standard than the rest of us, or sensationalize them. And I think that goes for really anybody in anywhere, really, not just in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that sounds like a great place for us to leave this topic. Thank you so much for joining us. Josh Brown is Associate Professor of German and Linguistics at UW-Eau Claire. Thank you for joining us, Josh.
Thanks so much.
And Nora Erth-Kindry is Associate Professor of Nursing at UW-Eau Claire. Nora, thank you for being here this morning.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
They joined us from WPR's regional studios in Eau Claire. Just ahead, the Wisconsin Supreme Court reinstates most of the lame duck laws approved by the GOP in December. We'll hear about that in a moment. This is The Morning Show. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent.